Let me hit okay. Okay. It is August the 5th, 2026, and I'd like to bring the Environmental Services Advisory Committee Waste Diversion Collections and Education meeting to order. It is 3:02. So we're just about perfect here. Let's go ahead and do roll call. Fred Ariza,
Here.
Doug Jennings,
Here.
I signed up for the interview.
Trevor Ledbetter,
Here.
and Chris Yarder. I'm here. Okay, let's move on to item two, the approval of minutes for May 6, 2026, and June 3, 2026. And we have to thank Nadia for for taking time to do these minutes. We haven't done these before, but we have a new clerk in town, and so for item two, approval of minutes, I'm just going to ask you if there are any corrections to the May 6, 2026 minutes.
It seemed like it was pretty thorough.
Oh, okay. All
Yeah.
right. And the June 3rd, 2026.
Same. Yeah.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
Very
I you
good.
did great, Nadia. You
Yeah,
did
very
great.
good. Yeah,
So
thanks very
I'd
much.
like to just make an
Thank you.
emotion, make a motion to approve the minutes for May 6,
Yes.
2026, and June 3rd, 2026.
I'll
All those in
second.
favor?
In favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay. The motion passes.
Passed.
All right, item three, chairperson's report. I don't have a report. I'm kind of anxious to hear what's going on with bifusion and all that other stuff. So we'll move right along to item four, waste diversion, the MRF report. Christina?
Okay. Let me get situated here. Share my screen.
Big invoice.
So here we are. I don't have Ernesto here anymore because he retired. I don't know if everybody
Oh,
knew that.
I didn't know that. He did. Well, congratulations to
Yeah,
Ernesto.
I would have said something.
June 30th was his last day.
Okay.
I wasn't even here at the end because my husband had to go in the hospital unexpectedly, and
I'm
oh
sorry.
no. So I was out for a few days, but yeah.
Okay.
He's fine now. Yeah.
Good.
If you hear from him or whatever, tell him we'll miss him. We appreciate all his hard work.
So I did the report, and it's probably not as comprehensive as the one he did, but got all the numbers in there. So it looks like tonnages stayed about the same. The prices per ton very stayed about the same. So we but our contamination rate did go up from the
Yes.
last audit. So instead of 7 cents per ton, it's $1.80. We just have to stay on top of people and remind them, you know, what to put in, but it's still not bad considering where we were.
Okay, because I was online. I can't remember. It's one of your sites or something, and there's still people that think they can put glass in the blue bin. I know you
Well,
Can't
if it
see.
goes to the MRF, it will be recycled,
Yeah.
but it's not as high quality. It's very dirty. It's very contaminated. So,
And there's the
and we end
transportation
up
costs,
having
right?
to pay the
And then we
transportation
end up having
costs.
to pay. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So,
Did you guys get an audit done in June?
Yes.
Okay.
So
So
this
that's
report
why.
reflects that audit. Okay.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
there you have it.
Looks pretty
That's
regular, huh?
The base yard did go down. So that's, well, I guess it's about the same, actually.
Yeah.
It's just that.
Pretty close.
Any questions?
No?
Okay.
Everyone all right? Looks good. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So let's move on to item five for the public outreach update. And that's going to be you, right, Christina?
Yes.
Okay.
Although we have a new staff person.
Oh, okay.
So when I was promoted, they didn't fill my position. So we filled the PIO position. And so I'd like to introduce Javier Herrera. Javier is
Hello.
on. You should turn your camera on. There he is.
There you are.
Hello, Javier.
And
Welcome.
whoa.
he comes to us from water. But
Okay.
very happy to have him. And for future meetings, he'll be the one presenting the public outreach information.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll
And
make a note.
yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, we're very happy to have him here.
I know you're happy too to get some help.
Yes. But okay, so why is this not going down? I'm trying to look at the agenda. Okay, so for the annual outreach, as you know, every year we send out toward the before the holidays, we send out all the information for the coming year. So that's the B&B schedules, the recycling calendar and schedules, and the HHW calendar. So we're in the process of developing all that right now. We expect it to be in everybody's home by mid-November. This year, instead of sending everything in an envelope with different inserts, we're going to make like a little booklet. So everybody will have all their information like in one little package that they can refer to throughout the year. So we will share that with you as soon as it's completed. I know that Frank's going to talk about bifusion, but I'll bring you up to speed on some of the other side of it. So we were informed by Hefty that they do not have access to all the end markets that they had had previously, and they're going to be looking at closing the program. They will
Wow.
continue to sell the bags in Tucson until the end of the year, but we've spoken with Bifusion. So as soon as they are up and running, we were, they should be able to process all the material from Tucson and then some. So we produce about 10 to 20 tons a month is what we collect. They're supposed to be able to produce to process over 200 tons. So our thought was, we were going to transition away from Hefty anyway. We will require people to just use a clear plastic bag. Obviously, they can continue to use any of the Hefty bags that they may still have until they're gone. And we still have quite a bit. So if anyone needs any, we have some.
Well, everyone's going to be happy about the clear bags because there's been a lot of people complaining about that forever.
Oh, yeah. So, one thing though, that with the movement from Hefty to Bifusion, Bifusion does not want styrofoam.
They don't want what again?
Styrofoam.
Styrofoam.
Oh, darn. Okay.
So that will be a change, and we'll be working to put new signage on all the roll-offs and, send out all the information. But yeah, that's probably one change that people won't be happy about. But I think overwhelmingly people support the idea of the bifusion. So,
Does that start right away?
pardon?
Does that start right away with the styrofoam?
Yeah, we're going to start putting out messaging about that. So,
And what do you, and with all the other bags that have styrofoam in them, what are you gonna have to just tear them all up and sort the styrofoam out?
well, we've spoken with Heidi, and she wants to do an audit of what we already have in storage. So if she sees things that are, just mostly styrofoam, she's probably not going to want that.
Okay.
But yeah. So that's a big change and
That's a
something
big
that,
step backwards. So now you have
well,
to make sure people remember. I'll have to try to remember.
right. Well, I think one of the things though in Tucson, I don't know that people were thrilled about the Hefty because they had to buy the bags, but I also think that they really support the idea of bifusion.
Okay.
So, I think the people that are participating in the program will do the right thing. What
More
we have,
support then.
yeah. It's like if people have to go somewhere to drop something off, they're a little bit more engaged and committed to it, so they're more likely to do it properly, as opposed to unfortunately the blue bin where, it's right in front of their house, and if they have extra trash, they're gonna use that and not worry too much about being doing the proper recycling. But we've been really successful with drop-offs for the compost and for the Hefty Renew, so I think we'll continue to see that.
Christina, if I send you an email, could you share Heidi's contact information?
Sure.
Okay. There are a lot of questions that I'm getting about hard to recycle plastic streams from the university. And now that we're getting closer to opening, going directly to the source might be helpful to understand what they might or might not be able to take.
Yeah, and we'll be working with them to make sure that our web information and everything is correct as well.
Perfect.
I think the main difference between the Hefty and the Bifusion is the styrofoam.
So any of the plastic that we put in is going to be okay, the film
Yeah,
and the
straws, the film, the prescription bottles, plastic utensils, all of that is accepted by Fusion. The only difference was the styrofoam.
Okay.
And then the Murph report I already kind of went over, and staff changes, which is just making sure that I introduced Javier.
I have a quick question on that. So for the price per ton for the number two HDPE, was that a typo or something? I've got a negative three or a half of a negative three.
Oh gosh, then I will tell you that. Where did he say that?
And I missed that over.
Is that just a
The
typo or?
yeah, it's a typo.
On the
Okay.
PTE?
No, the
The
HDPE number two
HDPE.
bottles.
Oh, yeah, that's a
Under the
typo. I'm
two.
sorry. I
Yeah.
will correct that and send it out to you. Sorry
Thank you.
about that.
Good eye.
Thanks for catching that, Doug. It was my first time preparing that report.
Very good, Doug.
Oh, you did just fine.
Thank you.
Any other questions on that? Okay. And then you're going to go a separate on the staff changes.
Oh, well, I already introduced Javier. That was the main thing.
Okay, got it. All right, that was at the beginning. I didn't know if there was going to be any more. Okay.
And I don't know if Pat has told you, but Nadia is official now, so that was also.
Well, it's always nice to be official, so thank
She is
you.
official.
Congratulations.
Yeah, really.
Thank you.
Okay. Should we move on? And let's go on to item six for landfill and compliance. And Frank, you're up.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Wanted to check because I'm using my laptop and not my docking station.
You know, you actually sound clearer.
Do I? Can
Yeah,
I
because
try?
sometimes it would be kind of garbled.
Okay.
So, okay, so that's better.
Well, good
Okay.
point.
All right.
Okay. So I'll update first on landfill operations. Since we're in the new fiscal year as of July 1st, we have been able to start placing our orders for our equipment. And just to give you an idea, I'm going to give you a list of equipment that we are purchasing and acquiring for this fiscal year. The first one is actually a small excavator. And I don't believe that I've updated anyone yet on this one, but it's a 308. It's a mini excavator with a thumb on it. And what we're going to be using this piece of equipment is to help us on the green waste diversion. We're going to use it in our fill area where our south hauler, our customers come in and start placing. And these are the smaller ones, not the large commercial vehicles. There's a whole line of trash that gets placed. Those of you who have been out here have been able to see what that looks like. What this small excavator is going to do is we'll be able to pick more green waste from the line. We're currently, and even before the beginning of this fiscal year, we were separating as landscapers or other customers, smaller customers came in that had green waste that was in good condition and green clean. We would be able to separate those specifically. The ones that had mixed loads, we weren't even bothering with because it was too involved, and they just didn't understand yet how to keep what we consider clean is compared to a dirty green waste. So that's what we're going to be using this smaller piece of equipment. We're going to generate much more green waste than we have been in the past. The second piece of equipment is going to be a 325 excavator. It's a little bit larger unit, but it's going to have a magnet attached to it. and have a magnet attachment and that, so that we can start also on the line, a drop off line, be able to pick more metal out that currently just gets landfilled and covered. We expect that those we're going to start seeing, and we're going to track these. We're going to track our diversion rates and share that as the year goes, so that we can also gauge how much more green waste and metal we're diverting. Of course, the green waste will be grinded, and then we'll use it for our composting, and the metal will be sent offsite for recycling, just the way we do with the other metal that people separate on their own over here in our site. A third piece of equipment, we're going to replace one of our compactors. It's an A36 compactor. We replace these periodically, almost every 3 years. We have to bring in new compactors or dozers. This year, we're doing the compactor. And then we're also replacing one of our water trucks, the 7,000-gallon water trucks that help us with the haul roads and watering down the fill area. Another piece of equipment is related to the household hazardous waste facility. We're going to replace one of the 24-foot stake bed flatbed trailers that we use when we do the 1-day-a-month events. But we're putting a little twist to it. We're going to add a piggyback, a forklift to it, so that it'll help us load and unload when we go to these remote sites. We're also replacing six light-duty pickup trucks for our site. And these have already been ordered, the ones that I mentioned. We're also looking into our composting equipment to see if we definitely need to update our tractor and our windrow turner, because we're trying to at least double our capacity in the compost facility. And with the additional food waste and green waste that's coming in, we're basically already to capacity, but we'll be able to hopefully continue and double before we have to start looking at expanding our footprint or going to the covered system. So that'll buy us a little bit of time. I do want to go ahead.
Real quick, how are the prices looking for all of these? Are they all sky high these days?
They are the way they have been for the last couple of years. For example, the compactor is going to be roughly around $1.6 million. And then that's the most expensive. From there, they start coming down slightly. But you can imagine that everything is up, over 100,000 for sure for each piece. And of course, the bigger pieces, more like 1.6 million.
Okay.
As far as also landfill operations, I also wanted to mention a little bit about the green waste, because we have the new green waste fee that started July 1st. And we're seeing that the customers are definitely taking advantage of that. We are receiving more clean green waste is coming in, and we're able to separate and divert more of that material. To combine with what we'll be able to do with the 308, the little excavator that's coming in, actually that one's already on site, then I'm anxious to see how our diversion rates are going to start increasing, I'm sure, as everyone else is.
Frank, what was
Yes.
the green waste fee amount again?
So our green waste fee amount right now is $30.50 per ton. However, we always have the minimum $18. And so if we have some of the smaller customers that bring in a load that's less than a ton, they'll get the $18 fee instead of the full $30, $30.50 per ton.
Gotcha.
Okay.
We did do a in July, and we're starting to see that we're having to do more grinding events. We did one in July. We're doing roughly about once a quarter. I think we're going to start seeing that we're going to have to do probably more like six for the year, maybe once every couple of months, because we are definitely stockpiling a lot more green waste. In July, we brought in the grinder for about for a week, and the rental for that one was roughly $25,000.
Was
We're
per
not in the yes, we're not in the position yet to think of start thinking about owning our own, but I can foresee that within a couple of years at the latest, we're going to have to start. If we start having to do grindings just about monthly, and then at that point we'll see, we'll weigh the benefits of owning our own because there is a lot of maintenance related to
I
these
was
grinds.
gonna ask that. Does the 25K a week, does that include all the maintenance? You know, replacing the hammers? Is it a hammer mill or is it knives?
No, it's they're hammers.
Does
It's
that
a hammer.
include
It's an inline unit, but it's a hammer mill. And yes, it
it? Well,
25,000 to bring it in. We
that's a
don't
lot of
have to.
maintenance. Well, that
Correct.
makes sense. Yeah.
If anything happens while it's on site, then of course we're always responsible and liable for any of those if we have to change the hammers out. But this last time, we were lucky enough that everything went smooth. The big item too, and the biggest concern that we always have with the grinders is damage because a piece of metal went through and then
Yeah,
damaged the insides.
putting steel through those will kill them.
Right.
That's the kill shot.
Yep. And so I will tell you that because of the 325 with a magnet that we're bringing in, we're also thinking that we're gonna, before we even grind, we're gonna use a magnet
That's a
to,
perfect fit, I think.
yep, to go through
Yeah.
the greenways and see if anything was mixed in, because we always, you know it, there's always the landscapers, for example, a
The
sledgehammer.
broken hammerhead. Yes.
Really? Oh,
Rolling around in the
geez.
hammer mill.
Everything ends up in there.
Yeah.
So that's all I have on landfill operations. I'll jump over to BioFusion unless there's questions on anything you'd like to ask. Okay.
Are
Okay.
real quick, Frank, how are we doing with finished material and getting that donated? Are we having any issues getting rid of finished material?
Not necessarily. We do have a good stockpile right now. We're actually having very good luck with the mulch, more so than the fine compost, at least right now, because of course the growing season is already kind of past. And
Yeah.
so I'm sure that we're going to start seeing a lot more requests for the fine compost as soon as the fall comes in, and then of course the spring. I'm sure we're going to see a lot more requests for our golf courses in the fall, because that's when they start
Okay.
laying down the compost for the sod of their facilities. But no, not necessarily any issues. We have a good stockpile. If anyone needs any, of course we have some.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
But jumping over into BioFusion, just want to let everyone know that BFL, the contractor that was building, completed their work for the building is basically complete. All the inspections were passed. It's been turned over with a certificate of completion. It's not a certificate of occupancy yet because we still BioFusion needs to come in and do their tenant improvements. The building has not been turned over to BioFusion because the city is and BioFusion were still working on the lease agreement and making sure that all the terms that we need are included. As soon as that gets signed, then the building will be turned over to BioFusion. They can start their tenant improvements. And then I believe, and I don't know the full terms, but I believe that they need to start operating within 90 days, my understanding. And don't quote me on this one. That's something that I would have to verify. Then after that, we're anticipating that BioFusion probably won't be producing anything until, I'd say, at the end of the year or early January.
Okay. Is there going to be some ceremony? Is that going to be like at the end of the year, or
I would say,
Once we have a date when we know they're going to open, we'll start planning for a
okay.
not a groundbreaking, a grand opening, a ribbon
Okay.
cutting.
I would say that once they have all the tenant improvements and the facility is basically up and running and they have all their equipment set up, that would be a good time to do that. So I'd say
Okay.
January, February, maybe even once they're started at least a month of operations. That's usually when I see grand openings happen, not necessarily before they even do any work, because
Right.
then you're able to see the operation going and maybe even some of the product that they're producing.
Okay. Next year. Any more questions for Frank? Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Now we're going to go to collections and equipment update and your recruitment. And I'm not sure what SWEO slash ESW means, Jose.
So
Sorry.
the SWEO is going to be the solid waste equipment operator.
Okay.
And then the ESW is going to be environmental services worker.
All right.
All right. So which one are we starting off with, the recruitment or the?
Equipment update.
Okay. All right. When it comes down to the equipment, so earlier in the year, we started already looking at other trucks, and we've been testing other vehicles from different with different, like the one we have right now, it's a Scorpion. So we wanted to try curb tender, we want to try it from Hacker. So there was different side loaders that we were trying along with the front loads. So we gathered all the information and then we requested a quote. So we did receive and evaluated multiple equipment quotes. And selected the short equipment as the lowest bidder. Let me bring up the quote so that way you guys can take a look at it,
Oh,
how
yeah.
we determine this. Where the heck? Okay, there it is.
It's big money.
Let me know if you're able to see that.
It says double click dinner. Oh, there you go. Here we see it.
Let me see what you're looking at. Okay. So yeah, so we received multiple quotes from different manufacturers. One of them for is the Scorpion body, which is the BTE curb tender, is short equipment, and as you can see, we the were short. They came in with the lowest bid. So one of the things that we were looking at this year is because we're having a hard time trying to get rid of the old equipment that we have at the landfill. Basically, those trucks have been surplus. Either the engines went out or the parts are gone. I mean, basically, it's like it's surplus. It's a dead unit. So right now at the landfill, we have a total of 9 curb tenders that we parked over there. So that way you guys get a better picture. When we surplus a vehicle, we send it off to auction. When we send it off to auction, we were only getting $3,000 for these trucks.
Wow.
Yeah, so there wasn't too many people buying them. One, it's a right-hand drive, and then the CNG. Plus, the body, nobody wants to use that body just because of the parts. They're hard to come by. So one of the things that, okay, how do we get rid of these trucks? At least get a decent pay for these trucks. So what they did, what we asked, when they were going to send us a quote, okay, how much will you give us for the trucks that we have now surplus? So basically, if you look at short, they're going to give us $10,000 credit. So they send us a quote, and then they give us a $10,000 quote on there, and they take away the vehicle. They take away the truck. They take away the vehicle. We don't have to deal with them. It's out of our hands. We do have much more, because we did receive over 25 vehicles during this year. So we're probably still going to send them to some of these to go get them surplus, or well, not surplus, but auctioned off, just because we're only going to be purchasing 6 residential vehicles this year, along with 2 front loaders, 4 rear loaders, and then we're going to refurbish. So what that means is, if you look at down at the quote down below,
we're going to get two vehicles. We're going to refurbish two of the vehicles because this is going to save us money. So in doing that, if we refurbish two units, it's going to be $809,000 compared to the million. So that's going to give us a savings almost of $200,000 per vehicle that we're refurbishing. We've never done this. This is the first time that that's going to happen. We're going to send it off. It's going to have a new, basically the body's just going to be refurbished. And when it comes to the actual chassis, we're going to be purchasing a new chassis. So basically it's a new vehicle that, that we're going to be having. And when it comes to curb tender, let me get the picture of the vehicles that are at the landfill. These are all the vehicles that we have. Can you guys see that or no?
No, we're
You know
looking at
what?
you.
Yeah, it took me. Yeah, it took me off. Hold on just one second.
Oh.
Can you guys see that? Okay, yeah. So right now we have all the nine vehicles. We have them down at the landfill. Like I said, six of them are going to be they're going to be taken away, and two of them are going to be refurbished. We're going to give that a shot. We're going to try to see, what that's like. Is it going to how long is it going to take for us to receive these vehicles? How long is it going to, the turnaround for the two refurbished? Right now, like I said, we had to give justifications. We had to write memo. There's a new process when we purchase vehicles. Basically, why are you guys, buying new vehicles? We have to basically let everybody know why we're doing it. So, we're at that point right now. We did place the order for all of these vehicles, and we should be seeing them here pretty soon. One question that I do have to, I think one of the turnaround for the side loaders. They were saying that they can have it in 4 months. So as soon as they receive that chassis, 4 months they'll be able to install the chassis and have those vehicles in, like ASAP. Because we are in need of them. We got a lot of older vehicles that we got a surplus and get rid of them. So for the meantime, we did park them over at the landfill, and that's where they're sitting at right now. Hopefully, once they accept and everything's good to go, we'll be getting rid of at least six of them and then refurbish two of them. We haven't decided which ones we're going to refurbish. I think all of these trucks that we have at the landfill right now, it's yeah, just pick one and take it away and see what they can do with it.
Who do you give them to?
So Short Equipment is they're up in Phoenix. So Short Equipment, they're the ones that are going to build it. It's a new body. It's a new body style that I don't have a picture of it because when they brought them down, it was just one of, hey, give it a shot, give it a try. The only difference that we're seeing with the Short Equipment right now is they got a clean out. These vehicles that we have here, which means a clean out is they have to get off the vehicle, open the doors on the side, and anything that falls behind the blade where the blade is packing, they have to clean it out. And with these vehicles that we have here, there, basically it always stays clean back there. But when it comes to the price and then trying to get parts for these vehicles, and then BTE, who is that has a Scorpion, is kind of like, we received a lot of those newer vehicles, but what was happening, we were finding things that they weren't working properly, so we had to send them back. And we're like, all right, you know what? These guys are being too much of a hassle, and so it's like, oh, it's time to make a change and try something new. You know what? I think we're the only. I think the city of Tucson is the only one that still was purchasing the Scorpion. So I think it's time we change. For something new, and have out there. Like I said, these guys have gone out there. They tried out the vehicle, and they were happy with it. Even though the clean out, yeah, it's a little bit more dirtier, but yeah, it's going to be a better vehicle for our fit.
Are these all CGN,
Yeah,
CNG,
CNG. Yes. All
CNG?
of our vehicles, everything right now, we're at 100% with CNG.
Oh, you are.
Good.
Yes.
Do you
But it
find
makes
that
it.
the
Go ahead.
engines last longer in these or the diesel?
Diesel.
Really? Oh.
Yes, diesel. Yeah, with
By
these.
how much?
Yeah, the you know what? I have to look at the last diesels that we had, but I can tell you what, I mean, the diesels, I mean, the engine stays cooler. These burn, with the CNG, they burn a lot hotter.
Oh,
So
okay.
yeah,
Yeah,
the
heat.
engines are going now, compared to how, with the diesel trucks. But we also got to remember, it took a long time for us to even receive vehicles because they didn't have any chassis, when that's when COVID, and then so basically we were trying to catch up with all these vehicles that we order now.
I see. Thanks.
Any news about our electric?
It's still in litigation. I haven't heard back. I can still view where it's at. It's in Pennsylvania. They're doing a bunch that I'm aware of. It's in litigation, but they're doing a lot of bunch of upgrades on it. But we haven't heard back in it on it, to be honest with you. I don't see it coming back, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. Oh, well.
Yeah. When it comes down to the we'll jump into the recruitment as of right now, for the current list that we have. So back in May, I want to say in May, we started the recruitment for the operators. So currently we have seven that have hired, or seven hires that are on the list right now, one in background checks, and then two are on hold for family medical emergencies. So we're slowly but surely, setting up that list for the new hires. Right now, eight names remain on the list. BPCs, which is a base pay calculator, basically they're figuring out the their pay, what their starting pay is going to be, and then they have to go back and forth whether they're going to set or they're not. So right now, it's still in the process. As for the ESWs, the current recruitment, three are ready for hire, which they're going to be starting here on the 24th. And then we still have a list, which we're trying to exhaust it in order to hire the newest ESWs. But slowly but surely, they're starting to come in. Everything's moving along. We are opening a trade specialist. We do have trade specialists right now, so that's something. It hasn't been posted yet, but we are working on hiring more trade specialists. Right now, we're looking at hiring two extra trade specialists so they can help with the vegetation cleanup that we do in the alleys.
Oh, okay.
Another thing that we also did, with the new clean city fee, we're going to do overhire. Basically, we had to get the approvals for overhires, which means that we're going to be overhiring. Because we're going to be creating more. To help out, with cleaning up the city. We're going to create more crews for the brush and bulky, and that's going to put an additional, I think it was a 20, 28 PCNs, basically, which is 28 more positions that we're going to be hiring. So right now, we did open up another recruitment, which means, we're creating another list. And then as soon as we get done with the list, we're going to create, probably reopen it again. So we can have people apply for it. So hopefully, by, I don't see it happening, but, we're looking at hiring more of the operators, which is seven operators that we're looking at hiring extra. Also with the workers, an additional 16. And then, like I said, for the two trade specialists. Right now, the recruitment, they're getting a list. They're going to start basically the way we started the first one. We have to exhaust that list, and then we'll be jumping onto the next list. We're hoping we get it done by October. It all depends how fast the recruitment moves. You got the background checks, you got the medical that you got to turn in. So it's a pretty long process. Whenever we have some of these new employees that are coming in, when I talk to them, they're waiting 3 to 4 months just to get hired.
Oh boy.
And
They
I
all
mean,
want jobs.
so and we lose a lot of people. That's one thing that we do. We lose a lot of people when they're waiting, and but trying to just trying to this the process was supposed to be quicker, but it's taking longer than expected. So at least we have that list. We have people that do want to work with the city, so hopefully we can hire them a lot quicker.
Okay. That
That's it. You guys have any questions, anything?
Thanks, Jose. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no
Yeah.
problem. It's a lot of information, I know that, but
No.
like I said, yeah,
I've been
it's
scribbling.
oh, okay.
No, but I mean, this is just more positive compared to a lot of the other years of reports. So this all sounds real good.
And one of the things, I'd like to add on to, we're gonna here at Building 6, which is, where all the supervisors and all the operators, the employees, they have their break room. We're expanding. We're looking at, getting another a smaller building. So, because we're gonna be adding 28 positions, it's like, oh man, that's a lot of people. You're looking at almost 130 people, coming in and out of this place. So we're looking at expanding. It's in the process right now. It's just trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to do this? Where are we going to move supervisors? Where are we going to move employees? Yeah, it's a lot of moving parts. We're going to stay pretty busy here the next couple of months.
So, are you looking for more properties?
No, actually,
Or
we do have the room. There was just like at
okay.
our building. Our building right now, it's we got the environmental services, and then we have Department of Transportation, and then we got the paint shop. So basically, the transportation is going to be moving to a different location.
Oh,
So
good.
they emptied out one room. So we're like, hey, we're going to need that space. Tool room, they have their own Department of Transportation has their own tool room. We're looking at hopefully, if they can move to their new location, basically take everything away, and we're going to be taking over that property, and
Okay.
which is it's on here at Thomas O'Price, so TOP.
Okay. All good. Any questions? Everybody's been giving their reports quickly. I just looked at the time and I went, "What?" Because it's like, 3:48. So,
You guys ain't asking a lot of questions, so that's good.
oh, okay. Well,
Yes.
we'll think of some next
Yeah,
time. All right.
which
Okay.
is okay, though. You're okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jose. Let's move on to item 8 for future agenda items. I mean, there will probably be more updates next month, right? On everything here on our list. Anyone?
I think you're right. We're just going to have to get updates of what the current situation is.
Yeah, so we'll keep up with the updates. And hopefully hiring's gonna go quicker, huh? That's all good.
We're hoping that every time we open up a recruitment, it's like, come on, please make this one go by faster, but it doesn't work.
Oh, I know. Too many people have to say okay, right?
Yes.
I get it. All right, everyone, all right? We're good to go for next month. We don't have a call to audience, so I think this is going to be like a record here. We're adjourning at 3:50 p.m. So everybody, stay cool.
Very good.
Stay
Thank you, Chris.
indoors
Thank you.
if you
Thanks.
can. Bye.
Everybody, have a good one.
Thank you,
Bye.
everyone.